Peace and greetings from our Lord Jesus Christ, and praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted. Brothers and sisters, we have a very interesting readings today because the readings deals about human sufferings. In the first reading taken from the book of Job, Job says, human life is like forced army service. So we know what is military or army force. They have lots of initiation, become a full military. Life is like a hard manual labor. Life is like a slave longing for cool shade. Like a worker waiting to be paid. And month after month, I have nothing to live for. Night after night brings me grief. So why Job is suffering during the time? During the time, Job was suffering much pain, and he lives in a miserable body full of sores with worms, until he said, I give up, Lord. I'm tired of living. My life makes no sense. In the second reading, St. Paul also shared to the Corinthians his past experiences and suffering, and he said, I'm not doing this for the rights, and right he is referring to the compensation. If I would rather die first. I'm doing this for the sake of the kingdom. It is not my free choice. It is my duty because somebody ordered me to do it. That's why I'm not expecting to be paid rather. I overcome some trials. I become one of the weak in faith in order to win them. I become all things to all people that I may save some of them by whatever means are possible. In the Gospel, Jesus our Lord also has
a suffering or a hard feeling, leaving people in need. As he said, we have to go to other places too. That's what I came here. Somebody sent me to do his will and not my will. So part of the gospel says, when the disciples searched and found Jesus, they said, everyone is looking for you. But Jesus left them and traveled all over Galilee, preaching in the synagogue and cast out demons. Brothers and sisters, it's hard to leave somebody. It's hard to leave your family. It's hard to leave people in need, but sometimes we have to leave them like Jesus because we have our duty, we have our commitment, and we are following orders from somebody who is above us. So it is a sacrifice, a suffering. Our three readings today resolve the issue why suffering is worthwhile. It is the answer to our perennial questions that sometimes we ask, why good people must suffer instead of being rewarded in this life by the God they faithfully serve? It is a question we posted sometimes, not because we believe that we are righteous as Job, but we do get wondering why some people who seem to care nothing at all about God and religion apparently do so well in life, while we must struggle with many forms of human sufferings. In the first reading, Job wondered about that too. His friends tried to convince him that he had to be guilty of some heinous sin that had brought on God's punishment. But Job examined his conscience but could not honestly admit to any such sins, and yet his sufferings continued to the point that he cried out, as we say from the readings, I shall not see happiness again. Job pulled out himself together and remained patient with God. In a sense, he wanted to give God a chance. He was rewarded with a profound insight that through God's grace, he suddenly realized that no mere human being with his inadequate notions of good and evil, reward and punishment, can possibly question God's wisdom and justice in handling human affairs. In the Gospel again, Jesus too was concerned with the problem of human sufferings in all forms. We heard in today's Gospel that Jesus is curing many people who were afflicted in different ways, starting from the sinful fever of Peter's mother-in-law to a diabolical position. During prayer, he possibly spoke to his father about human sufferings, the misery of people. Soon, however, his prayer was interrupted by Peter and his companions, who informed him that everybody was looking for him. And Jesus made no comment, but seemed to rise from prayer with a renewed sense of purpose, as he said, "Let us move on to the neighboring villages, that I may proclaim the good news there also. That is what I have come to do." At first glance, it appears that Jesus ignored the continued pleas of people for help. Why he decided to move on? The reason is that he had not come to free people from all sufferings in his life. He had come to preach that God's love is present and active in this world, even in the midst of the worst adversity, that there is hope for eternal salvation and lasting happiness, and that somehow in God's plan, suffering obediently accepted leads to that salvation and happiness. And Jesus, in the Gospel, used his power to cure in order to confirm his message and to give a hint, a kind of preview of the perfect healing of human ills that would only come in heaven. Jesus did not use his power to prevent his own suffering and death. Rather, he freely embraced the cross because he knew the value of human sufferings accepted in loving obedience to God. With Job, suffering is worthwhile because after such tremendous suffering, he is rewarded by God. Whatever he lost, God rewarded him back fourfold. With Paul, being weak and trialed, he won the prize. He became successful in preaching the word of God. As he says, many runners take part in a race, but only one of them wins the prize. So run then in such a way to win the prize. But for Jesus in the Gospel, we can see in his action and in his preaching a new meaning of suffering. Suffering is not something to be endured because we can do nothing about it, but because the ultimate value or price of human suffering is to be found only after death. If we suffer and die in union with Jesus, we will also rise with him to a new life wherein we will indeed live happily forever after. Amen.